This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Taliban have agreed to allow safe passage for civilians trying to leave Afghanistan. Sullivan says a timetable for completing the evacuation of Americans, Afghan allies, and others has yet to be worked out with the country's new rulers. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The White House says 13 flights yesterday airlifted 1,100 U.S. citizens, permanent residents, and their families from the Kabul airport. The U.S. Embassy has relocated to the military side of the airport, where it's coordinating the airlift of diplomats, foreigners, and Afghans who worked with the Americans and now fear reprisal. A total of more than 6,000 U.S. troops are expected to be involved in securing the airport in coming days. The Taliban have taken control of the civilian side. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A group of women chanted and held up signs in a small protest in Kabul Tuesday following the Taliban's lightning seizure of the Afghan capital. The Taliban have said they want peace, will not take revenge against old enemies, and would respect the rights of women within the framework of Islamic law. Within Afghanistan, women have expressed skepticism, and several women were ordered to leave their jobs during the Taliban's rapid advance across the country. EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell says the bloc has no intention of recognizing the Taliban after its sweeping victory in Afghanistan, but he says the EU must talk with the militants to ensure that European citizens and some Afghans can safely leave the country. Talking after chairing a meeting Tuesday of EU foreign ministers, Borrell said, quote, "It's not a matter of official recognition, it's a matter of dealing with